She's a very freaky girl.
Different than the rest. Maybe you think you're a freak, or maybe your friends and your peers are like, dude, that is so weird, that's so gross, you're so freaky, and you're like, no, I'm not, there's no way it's possible. Well, we'd love to hear from you on Fridays here on the show. All you gotta do if you want to be on is give us a call, 833-563-2539, or you can slide into our DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show. Let's say good morning to, I guess, a possible freak. We'll find out. Andy, hey, what's going on?
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. How are you, Andy?
I'm okay. I guess that definitely classifies that, given what's going on, though.
Oh man, you sound a little bit winded.
Yeah, I know, man.
Did you just run?
You sound like me, like going up a flight of stairs. You all right?
Yeah, it's such a weird topic.
Okay.
You know,
hey, that's what this is for.
Yeah. So, all right. So basically, all right, you guys, I know I'm not alone here. Like, does that make me a freak? Like, I cover all the mirrors in my apartment so that they can't peer.
Wait, hold on. Your phone cut out, so maybe I didn't hear that right. But you cover all
all the mirrors in my apartment so that they can't come out.
Okay, like they. Who is?
What do you mean they can't come out?
Well, ghosts.
Okay.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Well, you're getting goosebumps?
That's how ghosts come out?
Well, all right, so bear with me. So when I was a kid, they used to appear and get my attention through the mirrors. Like, my boyfriend thinks I'm paranoid about it, but that's how they get in.
So have you seen ghosts since you were a child? Or, like, spirits?
Yeah, I've literally been battling freaking ghosts my whole life. Like, when I was in high school, a ghost had sex with me for the first time.
Oh. Wow.
You know what's really interesting? Do you remember Kesha back in the day? She gave that interview to Rolling Stone, I believe, and she said that the same thing.
Yeah, she did. She did, exactly.
Wait. You had sex with the same ghost that Kesha did.
I don't think he's saying it's the same one. Could be.
That's amazing.
That ghost gets around.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it that way, so that's a possibility. But he got in through the mirror. I know it. So literally, I had a freaking ghost lover. Never again. Like,
it was a dude ghost?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I don't know what it was.
I would hope you know the difference between a male ghost and a female ghost, or maybe they're not the same. I don't know. Okay, well.
Have you ever seen a therapist about this? I'm just curious. Because this is traumatic when you were a child.
I have, and they all just, like, turn me away because they're like, this is too ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know it happened, but no one believes me about it. No one, not even my freaking boyfriend.
Oh, you cover the mirrors so they can't get in at all times, or just, like.
Yeah, is it, like, all day, or when do you do this?
No, I do this every night when I go to bed, because now I know that when I cover them, they can't get in. That's the trick.
All right, and I guess what, ghosts only appear at nighttime? Sorry for all the questions, but I'm trying to understand this, Andy.
I mean, like, well, my traumatizing experience happened at night, so I've never had an occurrence during the day, so I think they only come out at night. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last decade.
Oh, this freaks me out. Do you remember the movie Candyman? From, like, the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And you look in the mirror and you had to, like, say his name and then he appeared. Ah!
Candyman!
No, don't!
Candy!
Don't say it.
Okay.
This is crazy.
833-563-2539. Has anybody heard anything similar to this as far as what Andy's talking about? Like, where there's actual, like, ghosts that come through mirrors or spirits that come through mirrors. I've always heard, and maybe it's related, maybe it's not, that if you break a mirror, it's 7 years of bad luck.
But this sounds like something different. What do they look like to you, Andy? Or what do you see or feel?
It was only the one time it happened, then I started covering it. But what I can recall is that it's just kind of a presence, really. And that's why it was hard for me to, like, remember the gender of it, because I just remember the experience, but I can't remember the exact details. I just remember this kind of shadowy presence that just took over me, and it was terrifying.
But hold on, let's go to Sarah this morning, Andy. She's calling in. Sarah, hey, you're on for Freak Show Friday. What do you think about Andy's situation with covering the mirrors so they don't appear?
I don't think the mirror part is bogus at all, because I'm the one that does paranormal investigating, and we've had theories in the paranormal community that having mirrors face windows or doors actually opens up portals. So even in my own home, I don't let any of our mirrors face any of the windows or the doors that we have. But the lover part, I'm kind of, whatever, because people have been talking about that for a while. But there's a thing called an oppression. So when spirits are trying to let you know that they're there, they will make their presence known. And that's when people tend to start feeling like they are having something come over them. So maybe in that, that's probably what was happening. I don't really think that you were having sex with a ghost. I think maybe something was just trying to let you know that it was there. And also when you're a child, kids are more open to that stuff. You're more susceptible to see stuff and hear stuff. So I don't doubt that you were seeing anything, but this is the whole, like, the intimacy part. That's kind of like, whatever, that's not.
I have goosebumps on my legs, like, while we're talking about this.
All right. Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in. Andy, hang on. I don't know. Maybe we can get some more calls here, because I kind of want to see if anybody else actually has maybe had some ghost stories, kind of like Andy has had. Continuing Freak Show Friday, we still have Andy on the phone if you wanted to comment about his situation. He now has a motto. He says, I cover the mirrors so they won't appear. He's talking about ghosts. He had an experience when he was in high school where a ghost, he doesn't know if it was a male or female ghost, but he claims, kind of like Kesha, that the ghost hooked up with him. And just in general, he sees ghosts every now and then unless he covers up the mirrors.
And we learned about a portal when a mirror apparently faces a window or a door that can let some spirits in.
Let's kick it off with Laura. Hey, Laura, good morning. What did you want to say? Have you had an experience similar to Andy?
Hey, good morning. Okay, well, for the record, I definitely haven't had anything like that creepy or weird. It wasn't sexual whatsoever.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yes.
But when I was little, my grandparents' house, it had always been said that their house was haunted, and there used to be like a witch doctor that worked out of their house. So I guess a lot of people have died in there, right? Well, when I was little, I would go upstairs and I would always play on the second floor by myself. And all the other grandkids, they were all too scared to go up there. And my grandma didn't understand it. And then one day, she said, hey, Laura Lee, why don't you go upstairs anymore? And I said, well, Grandma, the shadow people scare me. And they have a picture of, it was a picture that my dad took of me upstairs in the playroom that I always used to play in. And there's no lie. There's like an outline of four different figures that look like people.
Burn that house down. Burn it down.
I know.
Wow.
Wow, that's insane.
All right, Mikey, hey, good morning. You're on for Freak Show Friday.
Morning. I identify as Wiccan, and I'm a witch. So playing with energy is what I do on, like, a daily basis. And for me, if I don't control the energy correctly, spirits can use it to, like, give them form. And so this has happened to me several times. One time there was, like, a little girl, like I had done like a spell earlier that evening and I went to bed and I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't move. And there's a little girl, that's not my little girl, standing next to my bed, staring at me. Well, then she's gone. And then I just keep seeing like orbs of light, like hovering around like my door in my room.
Yeah. What kind of spells do you do?
Anything, whatever I need at the time.
So like a love spell or a money spell?
I have done both.
Have they worked?
The love spell definitely did. The money spell is a work in progress.
All right. Okay, let's wrap things up with Erica. Hey, Erica, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. What's going on with you?
So for about the last 4 years, my grandmother's moved into an apartment two blocks away from two of the oldest cemeteries in town. I think that could be the link. But she's had similar mirror situations. She thought my grandpa, who passed away 10 years ago, was first crawling into bed with her every night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So at first she was kind of comforted by it until she started talking to family and like, I don't think this is normal. Maybe something else is going on here. And then it led to the other gentleman, like the sexual encounters.
Andy, yes, started, Andy.
Yeah, yes. Feeling things in that area. And I mean, my grandmother's now 80 years old, so telling these stories are kind of embarrassing for her, but at the same time frightening. Just as recently as last night, she's telling me, I don't want to go to bed tonight. I stayed up all last night because I can hear them moving around my house as soon as it starts to get dark. So,
Erica, I'm sorry your grandma's going through that, but thank you for calling in.
We're sending her lots of love and light.
Andy, man, I gotta be honest with you. When you called in for Freak Show Friday, I was kind of laughing. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. But dude, it sounds like you're not alone. Maybe you're not a freak after all. Freak Show Friday, if you want to be on it. Maybe you're a freak or you got something just freaky that's happened to you. Well, we'd love to have you on. Hit us up in the DMs. It's Radio Now AM Show.